Okay, so today is Daf Mem Gimel. I apologize for my voice. It's not going to get much louder than this, so... Okay, the Gemara is now going to bring down... The Gemara at the end of yesterday is going to start today also talking about some Tumah. Remember yesterday we talked about where the thing was between the rolls of fat or in the armpit. So similar idea here. So the Gemara is going to bring down a case. The din is that if a person who is Tahor, a person who's Tahor, was holding onto a stick... I guess in his hand. And with the stick he touches or pokes a Zav, even though the Tahor person never actually physically touched the Zav, he's poking him with the stick, then he becomes Tameh. And so too with the Zav, if he's holding the stick and then he pokes the, normally you have to touch, but with the Zav, if it's called Hesed, so if he touches he pokes him with the stick and moves him a little bit, he's also going to become Tameh. What about Amrish Lakish Kane Bikumto? So the kind of the stick is in his rolls of fat, or some say it's in his armpit. The stick is hidden. It's not in his hand. It's in, let's say, his armpit. Right? So the kind of bekumto shel zav. The hisid bo et hatahor. And somehow he maneuvers and he takes the stick and he pushes and he pokes the tahor. So the tahor person remains tahor. He's still tahor. But kind of bekumto shel tahor, if the stick or the staff or the rod is in the armpit of the Tahor, the Hesid Bo the Zav, and he pokes and pushes the Zav, then he becomes Tamei. So it's a distinction if the Zav has it in his armpit, or if a regular person has the armpit, if a Tahor person has the armpit. So my Taima. So how do we know that, basically I'm asking, how do we know that the Zav, who does Hesed, who moves the Tahor person, but the stick is basically hidden, you know, in his armpit? I'm not really sure how it's totally hidden, because it has to extend somehow to come out, but I'm not exactly sure what the case is. Right, so my taima, the Amar Kra, as the pasuk says, the chol asher yigal bo hazav, the yadav lo shatach b'mayim. So the pasuk is talking about with anything that the zav touches. Anything that the zav touches, right? Chol asher yigal bo hazav, the yadav lo shatach b'mayim, b'tamei ra'arif. So here we're talking about here, the zav is metame b'negia. And then the pasuk also says later, the pasuk beforehand said, v'enogeya b'basar hazav. So one pasuk says Benogeya, and this pasuk talks about Kol Asher Yiga. So the Gemara says that this second pasuk, because we already talk about the touch of the Zav, so the second pasuk is Zehu Hesetol Shel Zav. That's going to be the Heset, the moving, that the Zav moves, pushes something. Now the idea that something who's Tahor, something that's Tameh, can create Tumah by Heset, that's a Chiddush, because you don't see that anywhere else by any other Tumah. That's what the Gemara says, Shvo Matzino Lo Tumah Bechol Torkulo. We don't find this idea that a tamei item can create tumma via hesed only here by zav. So it's a chiddush. So the rule usually is, if something that's a chiddush, we're only going to maintain whatever it says there by the chiddush. We don't expand the chiddush. So what does the pasuk say? The afkei rachmanu b'losh negia. And when the Torah is talking about tumas hesed, it's using the language of negia, which is the language of touching. So the memra to teach us to hesed unegia kiyadav. That the Hesed and the Negia are compared, that it has to be done biyadav. Mahasame Avrai, Hachachame Avrai. Just like over there, when it comes to touching, you're talking about something that's exposed. So to here, when it comes to Hesed, it's going to be something that's exposed. So if the item is in his, I guess, not using his hands, the item is head hidden in his armpit, that's not going to be something that can create Tumas Hesed. So that's the distinction. But when it comes to it, a Tahor person moving something that's Tameh, that's a Tumah that we find all the time. So that can be done even if it's not B'yadav. It can be even done with the Kaneh. But a Tameh person, a Tameh item, creating Tumah via Hesed, that's a Chiddush only by Zav. And if it's a Chiddush, we're going to learn it with the Pasuk says, which is Negiah B'yadav, it has to be similar to Yadav.
He's learning Hesed from this Pasuk.
Yeah, because there's another Pasuk previously that says, Manogeya B'basar Zav. So what do you need to Psukim for Negiah? Right, so one's for Hesed. Okay, right, I think Rashi says that. If you look at the Rashi, the third wide line, Yiksiv Chol Asher Yiga Bo Azov, V'haikra Lo Lav L'Magi Yitzrich. We don't need this for touching. Doksiv V'hanogei V'basar Azov. It already says V'hanogei V'basar Azov. So it's redundant. So take the redundancy and learn it for something else.
Yeah, but if you look at both pasukim, one's telling me that it's an action he's doing, and the other one is being done to him.
Okay, drasha. I don't answer questions on drashas.
You're right.
That's another one of my rules. Okay.
Right.
That's another one of my rules. No questions, no answers. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, that as opposed to a Zava and a Nida, who become Tameh as soon as the blood leaves the Beis HaRechem, even if it doesn't come outside the body yet, they don't become Tameh until the semen actually comes out. So the Gemara says, where do you learn that from? Zav, how do you know the Zav is not Metameh until the Zobo comes out? The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, my Tumah Zav, it says, Ish Ish, Ki Yeh Zav Mibsaro, from out of his flesh, until it comes out from his flesh. And Valkari, the Ksiv, it says, my Valkari, V'ish Ish, this is an easier one, V'ish Ish Ki Teitzi Mimeno Shechva Zara, when the Shechva Zara leaves him. So you see from the both Suk and the Gnei Darshan that they're not going to be Tameh until the item is expressed, until it actually leaves. Then the Mishnah said, so what happened? The guy was eating Truma, and the Kohen was eating Truma, the Hirgish, and he felt a seminal mission coming out. So right in this Tazeya Evarov, they told him to hold his Amma, to hold his member until he swallows the Truma, and then express. So the Gemara says, how can you do that? How can you touch your Aver? How can it be? Vatanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kol Oches Ba'ama, whoever holds on to his Aver, Umashne, while he urinates, Ki'ilamevi Mabel Olam, just if he's bringing the Mabel to the world. Rashi says, it's towards the bottom of the short lines, Shemechamem es Averro, because then you're going to warm your Aver, or maybe they carry, and it could bring you to an emission. Vizel Kilkul Dora Mabel. And that was the sin of the Dora Mabel, Shemar Ki Shchitz Kol Basar. It was Hashkasa. We always learned that it was Cheb Hamas. Lots of Torah on that. Okay. So Abaye says, what are you doing? How can you do that? How can you hold on to it if you're not allowed to? So Amar Abaye, B'matlit Ava. You use a thick, coarse cloth that won't create any warmth. It's not going to bring you to the Chimum. Rava Amar Asfilu Teima B'matlit Raka. Rock, even if you use a soft cloth, even something that's going to still possibly have this issue of warming up to Aver. But he says, what we're talking about now, the person is already he's in the midst of the seminal emission. So you don't have to worry about it. Came into Akar. Once you already left where it's leaving from, that could create any more. It's done. It's happened. Happened already. So the Gemara says, Vabaye, who didn't explain like Rava, Chayesh Dilma Asei La'Sufei. He's concerned lest maybe you're going to create more of an emission. Then more is going to come out. Rabba is not going to be, there's not choshish for this idea that in that short period of time, wherever it is, that you're going to be able to create more. Matanya, so the Gemara now is asking Rabba, right? Rabba said that he's not choshish for extra. Matanya, lemazet dome, when the Brisa that talked about touching your Aver, right, it says, lemazet dome, what's it similar to? Linosin etz v'ayin, it's like sticking your finger in an eye. She calls man she etz ba'ayin midamas v'choseres midamas. The more tears are going to keep coming out if you have the finger in the eye. Idea being so too, more is going to come out if you're holding on to it. The Rava says no. Kol achume v'hadar achume b'shaitei lo shchiach. It's not shchiach that this is going to happen by the Aver, and you're already in the midst of a seminal mission, and then you're going to have another to happen again. It just says it's not shchiach. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Kol shichva zera, any semen, she'ein, or the seminal mission, she'ein kol kufo margish ba, that you don't feel it in your body, whatever that means, you don't feel it leave, ein or mitama, then it's not going to be mitama. What is that? Why is that? Meaning, if it comes out drips and drabs, as it comes to coming out in with a sensation, my taima, the pasuk says, v'ish ki seitz v'menu shichva zera, amarachmana, which it calls it shichva zera, which means beru'uya lehazriya. It has to be zera that has the capacity to inseminate. And if it's not coming out, not coming out, that type of feeling, doesn't have the capacity to inseminate, that is not the shichva zera that's going to be metamiyu. So may say, so they ask on Shmuel. We learned the Mishnah in Mikvos. The Mikvos says, Hayom Mahayar Belaila. Someone has hirurim at night during his dreams, things that are going to bring him to carry. V'amad, and he wakes up, Umatza Besaro Cham. He finds his Aver, seems warm, maybe he's erect, whatever it is, he finds something with his Aver. So even though he didn't find Keri, he just finds that, he's still considered Tameh, because concerned that maybe a Keri came out, and a little piece came out and it got lost. So it's Mashmi here, he was sleeping, there was no Hargasha, So that's against Shmuel. Shmuel says it's, and, he, and we still call him Tameh. Shmuel says you need the Hagasha. So the Gemara says, Targum of Huna. Huna says, V'mishamish mitasol b'chalomo. And he's dreaming that he's having intercourse. He's dreaming he's having intercourse, so I guess he has the Eshar l'shamish b'l'hargasha. I guess that has some sort of sensation, so that's why in that situation, when you're dreaming of intercourse, and then you, and you wake up and you have Eber Ocham, whatever that means, then we're concerned about Keri. But in a normal situation, when you're awake and there's no sensation, that's not going to be, that's not going to be Tameh, according to Shmuel. There's going to be three Lishna Tonos of Shmuel. That was Lashon number one. Lishna Achrina, some say that Shmuel said the following. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Kol Shichva Zerah Sheinu Yorek Chetz Einu Metameh. The Shichva Tzcheres, it doesn't come out like an arrow. It doesn't come out straight. Rather, it comes out drip. That's not going to be Tameh. That's not going to be Metameh. So it's very similar to the first one. So Ma Ikav Ein Hai Lishna. This is not, this is,
The dog just comes out, even though
you right. So they, but the Gemara gave different distinctions of what they look like. The Gemara told us one's whitish, one's yellowish. They gave us different distinctions. So my ika bein hailishna hailishna. So what's the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon? The Gemara says ika beinayu neekara behargasha v'yotza shelo behargasha. Could be that he felt it. He felt it, his body felt it, but when it came out, it did come out like a chetz. So according to the first Lashon, he's tameh, because he had the sensation in his body. According to the second Lashon, it's not tameh until it's yotzei k'chetz. This wasn't yotzei k'chetz, even though he had the argasha. So milsa, the pshita le Shmuel, this item, this idea, these things that were simple to Shmuel, mi barli le Rava. They were suffic according to Rava, because Shmuel gave us a clear halacha. But Rava posed it as a suffix. The Bai Rava, because Rava asked, Ne'akra b'hargasha, v'yatzisav shalom hargasha mo'u. If you felt it when it came out, but when it started to come out, it didn't come out like a chetz, it came out, you know, it's dripping, what's the halacha? Is it tameh? Well, according to Shmuel, it's simple. According to the Lishna Rishon of Shmuel, it's tameh. According to the Lishna Chorin of Shmuel, it's not tameh. But Rava had it as a shayla. So now Tashma, so the Gemara is trying to give an answer for Rava. Again, quoting the Mishnah Mikvos. So, Balkeri Shetavo, V'lo Hitil Mayim. So what happened? You got a person who's a Balkeri, so he has to go to Mikvah at night. He doesn't urinate between the time that he saw the Keri and the time that he's going into the Mikvah. So he's concerned that if he didn't urinate, maybe there's still some Keri left over. So, Balkeri Shetavo, V'lo Hitil Mayim. And he didn't urinate. So even though when he goes into Mikvah, now he becomes Tahor, Lichis Sheyatil Mayim, when he goes ahead and urinates afterwards, he becomes tummy. Why? He's tummy because we're concerned. We say that there's some keri that was left in his urine. So you see now the shichva, that shichva zera is coming out of hargasha.
Right.
It's just coming out there in the urine. So what you see from here that as long as it originally you felt it, even though you don't feel it coming out, then that's going to be tummy. The Gemara says no. Shani Hassam, that's different over there. Because even though it didn't come out b'hargasha tzmetame, deruba b'hargasha nafak. Because most of that emission already came out with hargasha. So whatever's left over, I guess, maintains that status of the hargasha. I think that's what it's saying. Right? Rashi says. Yes, no, Rashi. Right, Rashi says, and it's the third wide line. He says, "Va'afal gav to lo nafik b'hargasha, hol mikara iyakar b'hargasha." Initially it was hargasha, just the leftovers, so it still maintains that status of the hargasha.
So the same zera that comes out of a man below hargasha is not matami, but if it comes out of a woman, it is matami. Right, we said that. The poleia.
Right, so that was the whole shiloh that about. Right, no, because that gets the tumah status when it goes in. But it only gives you the term when it comes out. Maybe. No.
Right, the same exact thing, but if it comes out without hargasha from a man, it's not. But the same comes out from a woman.
Right, but when it went into the woman, it's talking about seeing that had hargasha when it came out. I mean, okay. Lishna Achrina, the third language of Shmuel. Lishna Achrina Amr Shmuel, some say Shmuel said, Kol Shichva Zera, Shena Yorek HaChetz, any Shichva Zera that doesn't come out, the koach Eina Mizaras. It doesn't have the koach to disseminate. So the Gemara says from here, the diuk is Azure Hudulo Mizra. It can't, it doesn't have the power to inseminate. Hatmuya Mitamya, but it is Tame. So this is against the other Shitas of Shmuel. It says even if it doesn't come out with with power, it's still going to be Tame. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ki Yevecha Isha Sher Lo Yihet Tahor Mikra Laila. So for the Russian Mikra, just happens. Afilu keri ba'olam, even any type of keri that comes out, even if it comes out without a feeling, that's the drush. Okay. At least we're not talking about yemei ziva and yemei nida. You know,
that's better.
What?
Is this better?
It's easier to understand the words. Okay. Bai Rava. So Rava asks the following question: Ovei kochavim shehirher v'yarar v'tava. So again, Matthias here is tough, but you have a guy. So the guy is, I'm assuming the guy is being in the midst of Geirus. So he's going to go to Mikvar. Okay? So he had a hearer, and the Shechvat Zerah, I guess, leaves the source, but it hasn't come out yet. Right? That's what it seems to be. Rashi says, third right line, Over kochav shehirer v'ne'ekar v'lo yotza v'yarad v'tavol, and he goes to Mikvah. Right, l'shem geirus, the achar kach yotzer keriyav. So I don't know physiologically how that works, but okay, that's the case. The difference is that the keri of a guy is not matame.
Yeah.
So the question is going to be, when is he considered keri? From before when he was a guy, or from after when he's a yid? So the yarod v'tavo. So mahu, what's the din? Is it matame or not? Im timtzei lomar basar akiras linan. Well, maybe you're going to say that we should go based upon, like we had the suffix before. And we said, based on that suffix, we're going to say that it goes when it leaves, when it first initially starts. Maybe we say that hanimi l'chumra. Maybe we only say that if we're going to pass in l'chumra. And that's going to create tumah. Aval hacha de l'kula. But here, if we say we go basa meikara, that's going to create a kula. Because then meikara, it's when he's a guy. And therefore, it would be l'kula. So the lower merinan, otim aloshna, or do we say it doesn't make a difference? We go according to when it's Basar Akira, when it's Akira as opposed to Yitzia, leaves it as a Teku. Okay, similar question.
So how'd they possibly?
What? I don't think they needed to.
I don't
think they
needed to. Recommend this at home.
I don't understand the Matthias. Okay. Bai Rava. So Rava asked the following question. Similar. Zava. Okay, Shine'ekaru. Mei ragleha. So you have a zava. Now, the thing with the zava is that any body fluids that come out from a source where they gather, from a gathered source, they are metame. So you have someone, a woman who's a zava, and now she feels the urine moving inside her. She went out from, but it hasn't left yet. So she's holding her urine in, I guess. The yarda v'tavla. And she goes to mikvah. She goes to mikvah to metame, to metar herself from the ziva. So then she comes out. Mahu. So what's going to be the story when the urine does come out? When she urinates, what's going to be the story? I haven't said the word urine so many times. That's someone to the, you know. So mahu. Im tim se loma basa akiras linan. If we say we go according to when she has the feeling initially, well then we say, im tim se loma basa akiras linan. If we say even by shichva zera, then we go basa akira, so maybe hani mila shichva zera, maybe that's only according to Shichva Zera, because you can't really hold that in. So once it's Akira, like in the short term, I guess you can't really hold it in. It's an involuntary action. So you go according to the Akira. But when it comes to urine, the Matzi Nakatla, when you can, yes, eventually it's going to come out. But in the short term, you can hold it in, maybe low. Maybe we don't go according to the Akira. Maybe then we'll go according to when it comes out. So when did it come out? It came out after she went to mikvah. So it would be tahor. Otim aloshna, or do we say there's no distinction between shichva zera and meira glaha, and everything goes according to the akira. And if that would be the case, the zava, she would be, as soon as the liquid, the urine that comes out, would be considered expressed by a zava, and it would be tamen. And she would also be tummy because she touched it, but it would just be tummy maga, not tummy as
you know. We just said in the previous case that you can't hold it because the guy has it goes down the stairs, so obviously he can't hold it.
Who says there's stairs? He's jumping in. Okay. Yeah, he must be able to hold it. That guy can hold it in. I don't understand that case. Okay, tomorrow I'll use it again as a teku. Okay. Next shaila, similar to the previous two. Ovedes kochavim zava. Now I don't even know what that means. So you have an ovedes kochavim who is a zava. Guy who is a zava. Because she's flowing with the blood. So again. Right, during Kanyu Meziva. I didn't know that they calculated. I didn't know that they cared. But I guess she's also going to mikvah, so she might be in the middle of her gerus, so maybe she's counting because she needs to know what happens. I thought she would just start anew when she came out of the mikvah. I don't know. Okay, Goy Rava, Ovedes Kochavim Zava, Shenekru Meirek Leha. So she's holding in, she's about to urinate, and she's holding it in. The Yard of the Tavla, and she goes into the mikvah, Rashim Gerus. Mahu, what's the din about, I guess, about her urine? What's the din when she urinates? Is that urine of a Zava? Or not, but what's the difference between the second that? The first case is just talking about the Israelis. This case is talking about she's a goy. So what's so imtim tzin lomar? If we're going to say before that basa akiras linan afagav the matzi nakidlo, if we say we go according to the initial akira, even though you can hold it in, maybe say hanimili those things is Israelis. We say go according to the akira by a Jew. The tumei d'oraisa, because this is much more chumar, because the tumah of zava of a Jew is a din d'oraisa. Aval oven is kochavim zava, but the zava of a goy, which was only a tumah d'rabanan, the tumei d'rabanan lo. Do we say that? No. That so we don't go according to the akira. We'd only go according to the yitzia, and the yitzia by this gear, she is gioris. It's only afterwards when she's Jewish. And therefore, it's after, the, and it's also after when she went to mikvah, and therefore, wouldn't be tamizav. Odil maloshna. We're saying it makes no difference. Mender aisa, bender abanan. Gemara again leaves this as teku. All the questions are teku. I don't know. I would say it, maybe if it's a suffix der aisa, you would pask in lechumra. I don't know what the psak would be. Okay. Then the Mishnah says that when it came to a nida, right? We came to a nida and a zava balkeri. We said they didn't need a shear. We said mitamim bikolshen. Any small amount creates the tumor. So Amr Shmuel, but Shmuel says a zav. In order for a zav to become tame, sarich kechatimas piyama. You have to have enough zav to come out that can cover the opening of the member. So it has to. He is giving a shear, right? Shneamar, because the pasuk says, oh hechtim bisaromi zavo. And I guess hechtim means it's sealed. Right, it sealed up his member. So he's giving a shear. But we learned in our Mishnah, mitamim b'koshen, the zav and a balkari, are mitamim b'koshen. So Gemara says, Shmuel, who da amar kerbi nasan? Shmuel holds like Rav Nasan, who obviously argues on our Mishnah. The Tanya, because of Bryson, it says, it's a machlokas between Rav Nasan and the Chachamim. Rav Nasan Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. I don't know why he says he holds like Rav Nasan. Maybe he should hold like Rabbi Yishmael. But Rav Nasan says, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Zav tzarich kichatimas pi'ama, he needs the shear, but the Chachamim did not agree. So, and our Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim. Running low. Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan, what do they do with this pasuk though? Right? They brought Rav Nasan and Shmuel brought a pasuk. It said, oh, ichtim mipsar b'savol. So now we go back and forth. Rabbanan, Ahumi baile lach metame, the ain metame yavish. Only if what he expresses is moist, but if what he expresses is dry, that's not going to become tame. I don't think he expresses dry.
Once it becomes dry.
So in itself, he becomes tame no matter what. But the item, what he expresses itself, is only tame when it's moist. Okay. The Rabbi Shmuel, and where's Rabbi Shmuel learn that only when it's moist and not when it's dry? The Gemara says, Ahumi rarnafka. He learns it out from the word rar, because the pasuk says rar b'saro is zovo. It learns out from rar. Rar means, somehow, I guess, means moist. Okay. V'rabbanan. So what does Rabbanan do with the word rar? We'll go back and forth. So the Gemara says, ahu l'minyana hudasa. The Rabbanan used the word rar for the counting. Remember, we have zav. This is zav who sees one, I guess he sees once, twice, or three times. Once he's tame, twice he's tame, shivas yamim, three times he has to bring a karban. So Rabbanan, ahu l'minyana hudasa, because he says it says the word zav, I guess, three times in the pasuk. The pasuk is Vizotia Tumaso Bizovo Rar Mibsaro Zovo. So the first Zovo is Chada, Rar Mibsaro is two, and Zovo is plus. Limed al Zav Baal Shalosh Rios Shechayev Karban. That's going to teach you that the person who sees it three times, he's Chayev Karban. The first two times he sees, he's not Chayev Karban. The pasuk there continues, O Hichtim Bisaro Mizavo Tumaso He. So it says, O Hichtim Bisaro Mizavo. So he's Mizavo means from the Zav, which means, seems to mean like a partial. So mixa zovo tome. Limeid al zav bal shteri yosha batav mishkov avosha. Mizavo goes back to the person who sees it two times. He's not a full-fledged zav. He's a mixa zav. And it comes to teach that so who sees two times, he's still matame mishkov avosha, but he doesn't have to bring a karban. So Rabbi Shmuel, who learned the word rar to teach us that it's only when it's moist, where does he get the count from? Because rar was used for the counting. So minyan minole, where does he have the count? So Nafkele made Rabbi Simai. He has the same drasha of Rabbi Simai. The Tanya of Ebrais that says Rabbi Simai Omer Mana Kasuf Shtayim Ukro Tame and Shalosh Ukro Tame. There's two different psukim. One's in Perik Tes Vav Pasuk Beis and the next one in Pasuk Gimel. And each time it's said calls it Tame, but the first pasuk, one pasuk only mentions Zav twice. One time the pasuk mentions Zav three times. Right? The first pasuk is Ish Ishkiya Zav Mipsaro, Zavo Tamehu. And the next pasuk says, Bizovo, it says, Vizostia Tumaso, Bizovo, Rar Bisaro is Zovo, Ohichti Mipsar Mizovo, three times. So you have two times, you have three times. So he says, Shtayim Atuma, Vesholos Lukarban. Two times is enough to create Tuma, Tuma Mishkaf Moshav. The third time creates the Chiyuv for the Karban. Now he says, okay, Gemara asks, what about Ulamad Nafkala Tarvayu? According to the one who learns both dinim, meaning the din of three rios and the din of two rios, from the pasuk of zos tiyeh tumaso bizovo, okay, that's the rabbanon, right? They learned it out from there, right? They learned it out from zos tiyeh tumaso bizovo rar. They had this whole thing of they learned already, right? They learned out the difference between three times and two times from the first pasuk. So what do they need the second pasuk for? Rabbi Shmuel needed both psukim because one taught me about a zav who saw three times, and one about the zav who saw two times. But the chachamim learned that all out from one pasuk. So he says, so what do they need the other pasuk for? So ish ki yeh zav yipsaro my avile mi boile ache yetzim yipsaro. He teaches us that he's known to consider a zav until it leaves his basar. Ache yetzim mi psaro. So Gemara says, zavo tamei lamali. What does it mean? What is it? The pasuk says, it says, Ishish ki yezav mi b'saro, and then it says zavo tame. So what does that teach us? That teaches us limit al hazov shu tame. That's teaching us that the item itself is tame. Now the tame comes out, but in itself is an item of tumah. If someone touches it, he becomes tame as well. But it doesn't go back. It's like, well, where's Rabbi Shmuel learned that? So it just ends. I don't know. Okay.
Maybe he doesn't learn that.
Could be. He quotes here in Aruch Ner, says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you learned this din from a Kal V'chomer. I don't know. Okay. All right, fine. Okay, back to this idea about the shear, about the size. So, Amar Rav Chanilai, Mishum Rav Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Shichvat Zera, Leroe B'mashehu, Linogei B'chadasha. So, in order to make the person who's expressing the Shichvat Zera, it's just a mashu. But if someone's going to touch it, it has to be the size of a lentil. That's in order to convey to somebody else. But our Mishnah says, B'kol Shehen. So that goes well according to the Roe, but what about the Nogeya? So my love Nogeya, isn't our Mishnah talking about someone who touches it? No, we're talking about the Roe, we're talking about the person who sees it. So Tashma, the Gemara asks, we have a statement that says, Chomer b'shichva zeri b'sheretz, there's a chomer b'shichva zera over sheretz, the chomer b'sheretz b'shichva zera. And there's a chomer b'sheretz over shichva zera. Chomer b'sheretz, what's the chomer b'sheretz? Sheretz ein chaluka tumaso. There's no distinction between the tumah. It comes with shichva zera, they're going to say later on that shichva zera is only betame for a boy who's over 9.5 years old. But there's no b'sheretz, it doesn't matter whether it's a big sheretz or a small sheretz. A sheretz is a sheretz. But shichva zera, there's a distinction based on age. Ma she'ein ki b'shichva zera. The chomer b'shichva zera, what's the chomer b'shichva zera? The shichva zera, there's no need for a shear, as opposed to a sheretz, you have to have a certain size. So you see that you do need a size. So my love, the nogeya, that even a nogeya needs has to have a certain size in order for him to go tummy. Mishnah goes there, expresses well the roa. That's talking about the roa. Only someone who sees expresses it. I've had to admit a sheretz katani. It's just similar to the sheretz. What's a sheretz? Is no, the only thing a sheretz conveys is somebody who touches it. So we must be talking about someone who touches. If it's someone who touches, you said that there is there is no shear. So the Gemara says, right, hadum the sheretz, ma sheretz min the giyah, afshichazer min the giyah, amrav ava, adam ava, shum sheretz katani, shum shichazer katani. Now we're not talking about the specific touching, we're talking about the general rules of sheretz, the general rules of shichazera. No, you have to make the comparison of the details here. Where it says, lo metame mashu, is it really true that a sheretz is not metame, even by the smallest minute amount? Vanantzanam, we have the Mishnah in Olos, ha'ivarim ein lehem shir. Full limbs are metame, even if they're teeny. Right? Ein lehem shir. Pachos mikazayis basar nes, pachos mikazayis basar nevela, u pachos mikadashim in a sheretz. Even if it's smaller than a dashim by a sheretz. See, a sheretz doesn't have a shir. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Shani Eva, that's different. That's talking about a full limb. The shear is to create chashivas. A limb creates chashivas as well. But once that limb is missing a minute amount, it's no longer chashiv. It's not going to be tummy. Right? He says, Shani Eva, the kule b'makam adashakai. Ta'ilu chasir porta, mikam atame. Don't compare. No, you have the world of a shear and the world of full limbs. What? Right, so there's two status, two things that create chashivas, either a shear or a full limb. But once it's full limb, even if it's only giving chashivas because it's full. If it's not full, it's not giving chashivas. Okay. And the Gemara mentioned before that when the chumras was the shuchazera, the chaluka tumaso, it's divided, it's tuma. What is that? Ma'i, we mentioned ilema ben yisrael l'nachrim. If you're going to say there's a distinction between a Jewish shichvazera and a non-Jewish shichvazera, that's not going to be hachanami. Ika achbar diyam va'achbar diyabasha. We can make a similar distinction between the sea mouse and the land mouse, whatever the sea mouse is. One's metame, one's a sheretz, one's not. Elo, the chiluk is, it's been katan l'gadol. Shichvazera, we have a chiluk when it comes to a katan l'gadol. If you're katan less than 9 years, I said 9 and a half before, I think it's just 9. If he's less than 9 years, then he's not metame bekeri. But if he's more than 9 years, he is metame bekeri. Okay, almost done. Amar Rav Papa Kitanai. Rav Papa now says that the din that Rav Chaniloi said before, that Shichvat Zera requires a shear in order to metame b'maga, that's a machlokas Tanayim. Amar Rav Papa Kitanai. It says, brings a brisa. Brings down in a brisa. Minayin l'rabos nogeya b'shichva zera. How do you know that someone touches shichva zera, he's also tameh? Tameh lomar, the pasuk says, O ish. Yes, the pasuk says, O ish asher yiga b'chol sheretz. So the O ish is redundant, it's extra, to teach you that it requires, that even someone touches. But which O ish are they talking about? So the assumption here now, he's talking about O ish when it comes to by sheretz. It says, O ish, asher yiga b'chol sheretz. The O ish is coming, by the way, it's extra. I already know that somebody touches the sheretz is tameh. So the O ish is talking about someone who touches shichva zera. Upligi tanaba alma. And there happens to be a machlokas, you know, a general shas machlokas. When you learn something, when you learn A from B, do you now learn it from B and take all the rules of B? Or do you learn it from B and bring it back to A and apply the rules that you already have to A? Okay, upligi tanaba alma. The ikda amri, don't mina umina. There are those who say, when you learn the ikra din from an item that's teaching something else, then also the pratim of the din are learned from that item. The ikda amri don't mina oki b'asra. And then say, no, you learn the din from that place, and the oki b'asra, and then uproot it and bring it back to its place. So how does that work here? Lamad amri don't mina umina. Again, we're saying the o ish is by sheretz. So lamad amri don't mina umina, you learn it from its plate, from where you learned it from, and then you learn the details from that place you're learning it from. Mash sheretz minigia. So what are we learning? We're learning about the idea of negiyah, just like sheretz is tamei not maga, so too keri is tamei maga, and umina, and now learn the details from sheretz as well. Mar sheretz kadasha, ashichazera kadasha. So just like a sheretz has a shear, so to shichazera requires a shear. Ulamanda amar don minava oki b'asra. According to the other man, Amar says no. We can learn the rule from over there, but once we learn the rule from over there, then bring it back to bring it back to where you're learning what you're learning. Don't mean have oki basra. So then we learn Masharetz Minigiyah Shechuzer Minigiyah. So what we're learning from Masharetz is that it's Tamei Minigiyah. But now Oki B'Asra, now bring it back to Shechuzer, but Oki B'Asra, Mashechuzer L'Roa B'Mashu, Afkun Okei B'Mashu. So what do we already have by Shechuzer? That we already know that the Roa is a Mashu, and learned that the Tumah of Shechuzer is only B'Mashu. So we have Machlokas Tanaim about the Negiyah, whether it requires a Shear or not. If you say Don Mina, so then you'll learn like a Sheretz, and it requires a Shear. If you say Don Mina V'Oki Basrei, then you'll learn from Malkeri, and it doesn't require a Shear. So Amalei Rav Huna Breda of Nasla Rav Matan Rav Papa, Mimaidim O'ish, the Sheretz Kamar Bilei. Wait, you say you're learning from O'ish. There's another time it says O'ish. It says O'ish by Keri also. Where's that? It says Dilma O'ish Asher Titzim Imenu Shechvazera. Maybe we're talking about the words O'ish by Shechvazera. And it makes sense to say it because it's talking about Shechvazera. So why would you go all the way to Sheretz? Maybe we're talking about the O'ish by Shechvazera. Right? Maybe O'ish Asher Titzim Imenu Shechvazera Kamar Bilei. They don't have to worry about, and then everything is right here. It's domino mino. We're learning Shechvazera from Shechvazera. What do we know about Shechvazera? We know that Shechvazera is metame the roe bimashu. So be metame the person who touches it bimashu. Why do you have to go all the way over there? So the Gemara says shalino l'tanoi. So they went and they asked, you know, the megaphones, the people who taught the brisos, when the brisa quoted O'ish, which pasuk was it referring to? So he says ika l'tani k'rav papa. Which way? Okay. I'm going to stop here by the Mishnah and pick up tomorrow. Somebody who can speak.